Welcome to show number 74 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What is going on, everybody? Back-to-back days of the Sports Card Show podcast. And hey, if maybe the Lakers make it a three-peat here in a couple weeks or a month and a half or so, I'll do a three-peat show to do this one. But today's show is really brought to you by Tri-City Sports PL. We've got an interview today with Paul, who is from the company, and they talk about some of their past releases, but most notably, their upcoming release of Tri-City Sports Autos and Rookies Football, which comes out next month, and we'll have a box break of that to do too. So we'll talk about that in the interview. I won't spoil too much of the interview, but nice little interview from them. They're doing some interesting stuff within the hobby, and as we've seen over the past couple years, you can do things with these licensings, the MLB, all three organizations, even the NHL, so all four of the major sports organizations have tightened up their licensings. They do it at their own discretion. There's nobody telling them how many licensings they can. They probably do have business advisors and people telling them, hey, you should actually limit this and get into more like a DirecTV situation where they're paying you $1 billion for exclusive rights for the Sunday ticket and things like that. That's how you get big money sometimes, instead of like piecing it out. Kind of like the NBA. You can get the NBA League Pass on like every platform. You can even get it on your mobile phone and things like that. Now, that's great for the fan, but for the league themselves, I guess it could be argued that they do better with exclusive license. My point being that we've seen Upper Deck have a lot of success probably with the, I guess that could be said, with the college license that they have. But for the most part, they're putting out football products that we recognize all those players and a lot of those rookies with their NFL team and all the former players in there. But we've also seen like Leaf and before that Razor put out products that were like, I guess in a sense, like repackaged. They had graded cards and other kinds of things in there. And that's kind of what Autos and Rookies Graded Football is. There's some graded rookies. There's Aaron Rodgers. There's Tom Brady. There's Walter Payton. There's Dan Marino. But what's interesting, not to spoil again too much of the interview, but I've said on this show a lot, I remember saying quite a few times actually, that it would be cool if you got the entire jersey or the entire whatever, the guy's shoe, his helmet, whatever, a pair of gloves right from the jersey, whether it be a redemption or put in the box topper, whatever. I always thought that would be cool, and I think to a certain extent, some companies have experimented with it. I know that SB Authentic Golf, I was putting up a checklist a couple weeks ago, and they had like redemption cards for like hats and golf bags and stuff like that. But we haven't seen it for like the real mainstream stuff in a mainstream set. I could imagine because it's not very cheap to do. But in this product, in Graded and Rookies Football, you're going to find game use gloves of like Miles Austin and Brandon Jacobs and Adrian Peterson, and you have game use jerseys, game use helmets. There's even presidential cuts in here. I see Bill Clinton and George Bush and Barack Obama. So get your presidential fix in here. Most presidents actually love football. That tends to be the aside from golf, maybe. Although Barack, I don't think, plays a lot of golf. His favorite sport seems to be basketball. But for the most part, before that, it's baseball or football. So they've got some presidents in here as well. So interesting, but I like that you can get the full jersey. There's redemption cards that you can win a full jersey or full glove and things like that. So I thought that was kind of interesting, and I hope that we see more of that, because I'd love to be able to just see the whole jersey popped up. I remember there was this basketball set back in the day. I forget what it was called, but I think they included a full like replica jersey in there. I forget if they were autographed or if they had autographed versions or if they were all autographed. Can't remember, but I think it was a Fleer product. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Instead of just having autographed cards and things of that nature, it'd be neat where, even if it's a replica jersey, because that's sometimes the coolest thing to put up on the wall. I know other products have like autographed 8x10s that were put in as box loaders. I know Proline or one of those old companies had a set that was just 8x10 autographs. I think those kind of things are kind of interesting, and not that it can be done for every single set that a company wants to produce, but once a season, it would be nice to see it mixed up. And it's good to see newer companies like Tri-City Sports PL kind of experiment with those kind of things, maybe push the envelope, and maybe we'll see more of those kind of things to come from everybody. So I just think those kind of things are fun, keeps it exciting, and we'll see what happens. But I'll get to the interview here in a second. On the back half, we'll kind of recap the interview and things like that, and we'll talk about redemptions and things like that maybe on the back half to cover a topic today. Since we had a show yesterday, I don't got a whole lot to talk about, I guess, since we covered most in our hour and a half episode yesterday, but I'm excited. If you haven't listened to that podcast, check it out, but also get up in your queue if you haven't listened to the latest CardCornerClub.net podcast. I think on the last show, they had someone from Blowout, the owner of Blowout Cards, and they also had Chris Carlin from Upper Deck, and I've had it downloaded for maybe the last, I think it came out maybe a day or two ago, so I've had it in my queue, and I'm just waiting to listen to that. So if you haven't listened to yesterday's show, and you're listening to today's, you know, we've got a whole, we got our friends at CardCornerClub.net, they got their podcast up, and a lot of people that have, I saw on Twitter, a lot of people were like, hey, this was a great show, so I'm definitely going to check that out after I'm done recording this, and after you're done listening to this, you can check that out as well. But after this very short break, you can check out our interview with Paul from Tri-City Sports PL, and that's coming up right after this. And we are back. We are joined today by Paul from Tri-City Sports PL. They have had several releases here, most notably Diamond City Cuts Baseball, which we had a nice little box break on our forum. And they've had soccer releases, and they're about to have a new release next month, Autos and Rookies Graded Football. So, Paul, thank you for joining us today. And maybe before we get right into talking about our products and things like that, maybe let everybody know a little bit about yourself and what kind of things you do at Tri-City Sports PL.
Okay. Yes, Colin. Thanks for having me on the show, by the way.
No problem.
I appreciate that. Tri-City Sports is actually a group. We're more into releasing products which are baseball, football, and soccer. That's the only three sports we will be doing. Soccer is our main product, meaning we do have a current license for soccer. In terms of baseball and football, we have no license, but you know, we release unlicensed products, and the products are actually for the value. They are top notch. We offer real big hits. And as long as an individual is lucky, they will be able to possibly get hits that are they will be able to sell in the second market for over $1,000, which at our price points, it's very rare.
Excellent, excellent. And maybe let's talk a little bit about the soccer to start off with. What kind of releases do you have for soccer? And I know that soccer is a lot bigger in other countries outside the U.S. So what kind of where can collectors buy that, not only maybe in the U.S., but what kind of selling avenues do you have where soccer is really popular in other countries?
Well, with our soccer products, we're only able to release these products in Europe. Our license does not extend to the U.S.
I see.
Meaning it's unfortunate that I, you know, as a group, we cannot sell them to the U.S., but you can find on European dealer sites, you could find our soccer products, and the only thing is our soccer products are very limited in numbers, and they sell down real quick.
I see. And now your first release that I think a lot of people recognized around here on our fan forum was because we got a box of Diamond City Cuts Baseball, and maybe let's talk a little bit about that product, and I think your next product that's coming out is your first football release, and then we'll talk about that. So let's talk a little bit about Diamond City Cuts that featured cut autographs and things like that. But I know you gave redemptions for autographed baseballs, and I noticed in the football there looked to be redemptions for gloves and full jerseys and things like that. So it's not just cards in there. So it's kind of interesting what you guys are doing. You're inserting some other things in the products. Maybe talk about the development of that and where maybe some of those ideas came from.
Yeah, well, we looked at basically competition in terms of what kind of products they're releasing. We really didn't see any release where they actually had game-used full items. And we took advantage of that as a group. We went out aggressively and purchased these items through verified sources, which I really can't go into.
Right.
But these are verified by actually two sources without... We actually don't have a license at this point, so I can't really say where they're coming from.
I see.
But you kind of get my drift.
I understand.
And these products, basically, let me just finish here. I'm sorry, Colin.
That's okay.
Basically, these products that we do release, we do offer, in the baseball product, we did offer Albert Pujols baseball, a Derek Jeter autographed jersey, and a couple other things. Unfortunately, with the baseball, not everyone redeemed their so-called mystery codes that they got in their boxes. In terms of mystery codes, there was only about 15% of them being redeemed, meaning we still have a lot of stock that is unredeemed.
I see.
And as of right now, these redemptions are still good for another month and a half. So as long as someone's holding a redemption pack, I would definitely suggest for them to try to redeem their code, and possibly there might be a big winner. The Ty Cobb we still do have, and it hasn't been redeemed yet.
Awesome. Maybe talk a little bit about how those redemption codes work. Is that a redemption for a specific card, or do I type that in to your website? Maybe talk a little bit about the process of that.
Yeah, basically, you know what? We thought it would be more interactive for the fan and the collector for them to not know what they're getting, just to redeem a code and possibly get a big hit, get excited like we were little kids in the candy store.
Right.
You know, I mean, really... Basically, if we put this player, this player, this player, you know, the excitement would be wouldn't be as exciting as if you went onto the actual site, redeemed your code, and you possibly got something you possibly didn't. The chance of winning out of those redemption codes are one per case.
One per case.
One in 14.
Okay.
One in 14 codes are actually a winner.
I see. That's interesting. You said you had quite a bit of inventory that has not hit to be a winner. So hopefully people out there that are listening to this will hopefully get into redeeming their codes, because it sounds like you have some nice items. Let's talk a little bit more specifically about football. I noticed an Aaron Rodgers rookie that was graded on there, and a Tom Brady contenders autograph that you have graded. Maybe talk a little bit about the set construction in autos and rookies football that's coming out, it sounds like, next month.
Yes, that will be released. As of right now, we're not really sure what date, because we're in still the last stages of printing.
Okay.
In terms of boxes and all that good stuff. Realistically, as like I said, Tri-City has basically, we're a company, we have nothing to hide. We answer questions straightforward and honestly, instead of dodging around questions. In terms of our products, we're happy to say this upcoming football product, Tri-City is going to be actually donating a box or promoting a box through you guys.
All right.
You guys will be getting a box, and we're going to run a contest for somebody, one lucky or maybe two, because there's three hits per box.
Awesome.
You could do it either three ways or one way. It's up to you guys.
Okay,
we'll
sounds good.
We'll talk about that at a later time. I'm sorry for cutting you off, Gold. go ahead, Colin. I like to talk a little bit here and there, so.
No. I'm excited that we're going to get a Boxster promo. I'm sure everybody out there listening is, too. Maybe tell them a little bit. I'm actually cutting you off. And maybe tell them a little bit more about what can be found inside the set out of those three cards. What are we looking at here?
All right, well, you're guaranteed one graded card per box. All cards are graded by PSA and BGS. The breakdown of graded cards, we got, of course, everyone knows an 8 is near mint, a 9 is mint, and depending on if it's a PSA or a BGS, 9.5 or 10 is gem mint. The breakdown is over 50% is gem mint. We will probably put around at 59% is gem mint. The rest are all mostly nines after that. So you got about, the breakdown is about 59-60% gem mint, and the rest is about, I would say, it's a little, you know, around 35% is nines, and you got the 5%, which is eights, and 8.5s. In terms of what's inside the boxes, you will get two other hits. It could be either relic cards, auto cards, or patch cards. It could be any combination. You might get, some boxes might have two jersey cards and a graded. Some might have two autos and a graded. It, realistically, we don't package them in-house. They're packaged through a third party, and the third party packages them how they go.
Okay.
So, you know, basically we give them the outline where there's supposed to be one case hit here, one case here, and a third case here. So they know where the case hits are supposed to be put in terms of they're not going to, like, double the case hits for a case. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, I understand.
But basically, yeah, that's the outline that, you know, the product, realistically, price-wise, suggested retail price will be $100 a box.
Okay.
That's a first you guys heard, because we actually didn't release the pricing yet.
Okay. Nice.
Basically, there will be also hot boxes, which will be one per 20-box case, which will double your hits, meaning you will get two graded cards and four other hits.
Okay, nice.
And plus, you will also get three case hits. One case hit is going to be a guaranteed game-used item, which is a game-used helmet, game-used jersey, or a game-used glove.
Nice.
And the other items will be, we have NFL logo shield patches. We have Reebok logo patches. We also have Presidential Cut autos, and there's actually five of those. They're all 101s. And
nice.
There's the blue chip grading process, which there's some real nice graded cards. You have big names in that set and all. You know, I mean, realistically, a lot of these items in this set will sell way over $1,000 on in the second market.
Nice. Well, that sounds like an exciting set. Is there anything else that Tri-City Sports PL is working on these days that maybe you can let us know about? Or what are maybe your plans for the future? Not only maybe this set that's coming out, but what are you guys looking? I know these, like you said, I haven't seen any other. I've always suggested on my podcast, I think before, was the whole jersey, the whole helmet, the whole shoe of whoever it might be would be a really exciting hit. So I'm excited to see that it's making its way into a product that collectors can buy. What other kind of things you guys got planned?
We actually have two more releases this year. One is going to be a soccer product, which is exclusive to Europe only. Unfortunately, with our license, we can't sell outside of Europe with the soccer releases.
You're saying?
We're trying to look into that, but possibly, you know, it's a big legal paperwork type deal, and I'm not sure if we're going to be able to break into the soccer market this year out of Europe, to be honest.
Okay.
In terms of, we also have a very special release. I can't really talk too much about it, but I'm going to briefly say that, you know, rookie collectors beware, because there's going to be something really big coming out pretty soon.
Awesome.
You know, it's going to be, we'll just say, it's going to be a product where, realistically, you might even be able to meet a player or two.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Well, I appreciate that little nugget of information, and we really appreciate having you on today. Is there anything else you wanted to share with collectors out there, Paul?
you know, what I basically want to tell collectors, you know, we're going to, you know, as, like I said, Tri-City, the group, basically, is a very honest business. I want to tell collectors straight up, this football product is not for everybody. If your individual is struggling with money and you're not lucky, you might not hit that big hit. And we want to, you know, justify it to people that there is a chance you won't get that big hit. And we just don't want unhappy customers. We are telling you straight up, if this is a big hit product, if you're lucky, you might get a big hit. There's basically, if you look at it, I have a 20 box case. Four of those boxes are going to be gold, and the other ones are going to be so-so.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, realistically, if you're struggling with them financially or you have problems, and you know, you got your last $100 and you want to buy a box, you know, we don't want to put the customer out there. We want to, you know, express to them what we're exactly offering and let them make their choice by themselves instead of trying to push a product on somebody.
I love that. That's some real good information, and especially in today's time, I really appreciate you putting it like that. I know you guys have a website. You can go ahead and promo that, and any other way people can maybe get in touch with you guys and find more about your products?
Yes, we do have a site. It's called www.tricitysports.com. You will be able to find all the latest information. So we actually just had a card giveaway on our site, where one person, he was actually from Arizona, I believe. I don't actually have the paper in front of me, but he actually won a Cut Auto, which we were running a promo. You have to guess. It was basically a trivia question, and he guessed it right, and he won himself a one-on-one Cut Auto plus a Tri-City t-shirt.
Nice.
So, you know, it was a really nice opportunity to give back to the collectors. You know, our group, it's not our focus to try to actually, you know, make a killing on cards. We actually are in the business to make a profit, but not an extreme profit.
Yeah.
Our profit margin is nowhere near our competition.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
If you think, I would just say like this, you know, our profit margin in terms of our competition is about half of what theirs is.
Okay. Cool. Well, we appreciate you being on. We appreciate you being so honest, and we're all looking forward to autos and rookies in football. And checking that set out from you later next month. So thanks again, Paul, for being on today.
No problem. I appreciate it, Colin.
All right. Hey, thanks again.
Thank you.
And we are back. Wow, what a nice interview we had. I like getting interviews on the show, and actually the next couple of shows, we might have one or two in between that aren't interview, but I definitely have like three or four lined up. This was actually not even one I had lined up, so I'm happy that Tri-City Sports PL contacted me, and we got this one out there for you guys to take a listen to, but we'll have other interviews and things like that on future shows as well. I'm sure we'll be talking as Tri-City Sports comes out with more releases and things like that. I'm sure we'll get them back on the phone and talk about what else they have going on and things like that. But interesting interview. I love the honesty. They said, hey, man, if this is your last $100, if you got something else that's much more, you know, pertinent to spend that money on, you know, by all means, spend your money elsewhere. This is a big hit product. Not every product is going to have something super tight in it. But like you said, if you're lucky, if you're, you know, buy the right box at the right time, you have the chance of getting, you know, like I said, you can get the jersey right off the guy's back from a game. You can get autograph cards, you know, autograph rookie cards of some of the best players in the game and stuff like that. So, interesting set, and we'll see what we get in our little box break. And if you open up a product or if you're interested in it, you can head on over to their website and send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Let me know how you do. I'm always like getting scan. I just got a scan from a member. We did a little $5 box break of something like Classics Football or Limited Football, maybe, or actually Certified Football. Now that I actually think I have the empty box here right on my desk, so I think it was Certified Football. And we pulled, I think, a Redlondo McClain redemption, and our fan forum member sent me a photo of it, so that was pretty cool. So, you know, take a look at their products if you have any. He also mentioned that they had a lot of the redemption cards still unredeemed, and so I think he even gave a percentage out in there in the interview. So that's kind of interesting. If you have any of those, or if you have the ability to get your hands on any of those, I would definitely get on over to their website and redeem those, because it sounds like they have stuff and they want to. It sounds like they want to get rid of it. So get on over to their website and redeem those codes if you have them, because it sounds like a large percentage of them are still there, and you can, there's still some good stuff to be had. So, but that kind of segues into my next segment. I know we talked a little bit about this. Vegas seems like so long ago, but it was actually only a couple weeks ago, but I honestly don't remember a whole lot. I know we talked at length about redemption cards with my brother in the, all I remember is this Palm Suite we were in. It was just absolutely ridiculous. It was unbelievable. My brother got it for like $150, and the regular price on it, you might have got it cheaper than that. It might have been only like $120, but it was no more than $150 a night. And it was incredible. I mean, the shower was bigger than some of the apartment rooms I've had. It was just an incredible, the decor, everything was just absolutely incredible at the Palms place. So all that's really all I remember. And you had the, we had this incredible view. There was really no wall to the outside. It was just all glass. It was just incredible. I was just like, wow. I never experienced that kind of luxury in my life. I've stayed at some decent hotel rooms, but nothing quite like that. I mean, it was just incredible. So that's really all I remember. But I do remember we had an hour-long conversation about redemption cards. But one thing I do remember talking a little bit about was mystery redemptions. And I just put up a week ago, and I think the set just came out, was ITG Between the Pipes Hockey. It had like all the goalies, hence the name Between the Pipes. So it had a whole bunch of goalies in there. And one of the cards in there was like a mystery redemption, and one was like for a single, I think, jersey card. The other was for a double, and the other one was for a triple. And they give you a list of, I think, 90 or some odd names that you could choose from. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know. I'm sure that's been done before, but that's maybe the first I've seen it, maybe more recently, was that you can, I'm sure maybe ITG, I'm not as familiar with some of their other products. They might do the same thing in other products, or it might be something they've just done with Between the Pipes Hockey. I'm not 100% sure, but it was the first time I had seen it, where you could actually pick from a list of names, and it's like, hey, I want this guy. If you pulled like the double, it could be like, hey, I want this guy and this guy, or I want, you know, this guy and this guy. I thought it'd be kind of it's kind of interesting, and it's interesting that they give you that choice, and there was a lot of choices. So if you wanted a certain team combination or just a wacky combination that you were just fans of two random goalies, I thought that was kind of interesting. Tri-City Sports talked about their redemption cards, which are inserted, and then you have the opportunity to win something in one per case. It sounded like hit the win on their website, or however, whatever system they have on their website that can trigger a win, whatever they do. They either assign certain codes, or I'm not exactly sure how it works. But that's kind of an interesting, like you said, it kind of gets you more interactive. You pull a redemption more often, and it's one of those things you can win not just cards or win a specific card on the card, but you can win a group of prizes. And it kind of is, you know, you open the pack and then you get that extra opportunity to go to the website and try to win an additional thing. And if you win something there, then it's actually really exciting, because you've kind of hit it big twice. You've hit it in your box, and then you've also hit a winner on your redemption. So I kind of see that aspect. I think that's kind of interesting. I think these companies are always looking for feedback from collectors to see what kind of experience that is, and see if they really do enjoy that, if that's something that you know, something that does work, something that you do enjoy. I encourage you, you know, not just Tri-City Sports PL, get on all these Topps Facebook, Panini's Facebook, Upper Deck, everybody, Leafs Facebook, anybody's Facebook that makes cards, And let them know, hey, what you like. You know, I think that these companies are always, you know, feeling, putting feelers out there in products and saying, hey, does this work? And sometimes things really work in a set, and sets are really highly collected. But the companies may not be as privy to why those sets were collected. It may, you know, obviously on-card autographs are great, and low serial numbered rookies are great, and boxes that you can pay a certain price and always get a really nice hit on. Obviously, that's what everybody's searching for, but not all products can deliver that, especially profitably, as the companies, you know, they have to make money. These people, they're not trying to, you know, become the Bill Gates of the world making cards, because that's just, I don't think that more people have interest in buying a computer than buying cards. But that being said, these companies still have to make some kind of profit, some way or another. And so they do have to put out products that have interesting configurations and things like that. So just to keep it exciting and to mix things up, they put these redemption cards in there. So I encourage you guys, if you know, especially serious collectors that open boxes, I'm one, and if you listen to this show for a long time, you already know that I'm into single cards. I like buying single cards and checking out, you know, the players that I really want. Maybe if I had a much better paying job, I would be, you know, popping boxes every once in a while. Or maybe if there was a hobby store in town, I would probably, you know, check that out a little bit more and maybe support them a little bit more. But that reminds me, I remember saying on the last show that I did stop by. There was like a hobby store. I took a picture of their name. I don't remember what their name was, but they said that they had hobby boxes. I saw a sign parked on the street, so I went. It's kind of in a really, not really a bad area of town, but it's in one of those areas. It's not really a shopping area of town. So he's in a rough area where he's in kind of a small strip mall that is in a more residential neighborhood, and not a lot of people really shop around there, but there are some high traffic area. There's a pizza place nearby. There used to be a Salvation Army, and that's what gets me worried about opening a business in the same shopping center he did. There used to be a Salvation Army there that was always busy, that always had people buying clothes in there, and they closed. I don't know if they moved or they got a better lease somewhere else or what happened or what the nature of why they moved out of the shopping center, but that would kind of worry me, because a business like the Salvation Army, where you're literally getting people to give you the product to put on the showroom floor for free, for the most part. Obviously, you've got to sort it and sometimes wash it and do things like that, so it's not 100% free, but sometimes you have volunteers that come in there and work. I'm not exactly sure if they're like the Goodwill and they pay their employees, but if they can't survive in that shopping center, I don't know if a sports card shop will. But I actually was trying to go, and the door said open, and so I stopped by, but the door was locked, and I could see the guy in the shop, and he was watching like TV and playing on his phone. He had back to me, and I tried to knock on the door, but there was like bars on the window and stuff like that, so I couldn't get a good knock in. So I'd probably go back, but I guess if I was him, I'd probably keep that door locked anyways. I know at my sports card store, I was like in a mini mall, kind of, I guess you could say. It was like a really large building, and it was divided up into 7 or 8 different little segments. So it was like a mini mall. You walked into this really large building, and there was 7 or 8 different shops in there. There was like a little cafe. It was actually really nice. When I moved in, I was just got in there after you restored it, after you spent like a couple $1 million restoring the building. Was huge. It was like three or four stories. So I was like on the middle floor or whatever. But forget what I was going to say there, but it's tough. Oh, that's right. I had two doors. There was a main entrance to the mall, and I had a side entrance that was on a side street, and I kept getting robbed out the side door. So eventually, I just locked that door and made people come in through the main entrance, which was a much longer walk, and you had to go through basically 3 doors to get to my store. So if you wanted to steal something, I probably was going to be able to chase you down with my baseball bat. So, but that's part of the reason why I closed. In this town, that wasn't even in Stockton. Stockton is far more populated and far more crime goes down. So I could see why at the summit, everybody was like, hey, make an inviting store, have it lit, have it opened up and everything like that. But if you're in the shopping center, this guy was in, you know, normally I'd be on here ripping the guy and I wouldn't even go back, because I was like, he had his door locked. He was watching TV, it's one of those environments he was in where I could definitely see having the door locked, and then you you know, I could see maybe turning the TV around so he could always have his eyes on the door. So if a customer's standing there, he'll open it. But when I go back, hopefully I'll be able to go inside, because I kind of took, I was looking in the window. He had a lot of stuff crammed into a really small space, which is really what you need to do if you want to open, not to get too far up topic, but if you want to open up a business, you know, you really should get the smallest space possible. Maybe not the crummiest spot in town. This is, he doesn't have the crummiest spot in town, but there are definitely better spots where you could open up a card store. But if you do a lot of marketing, especially a lot of free marketing, especially if you have me come in the door and you make friends with me, I'll probably get on here and give your phone number out, put your number on my website and stuff like that. That's all free. And there's a lot of other people that will do that same kind of thing. So hopefully he will do that. So I'll get in there and we'll get a gist of what they're doing over at Milo. It looked like the newest card shop. There was a Magic the Gathering store that also opened up a little further up where I live, actually in a nicer, still in the downtown, not the nicest place to walk around at 2 a.m., but I don't know too many places other than maybe the Las Vegas Strip that are nice to walk around at 2 a.m. But he's in a little bit nicer shopping area that has a lot of a very wide diversity of businesses, like kind of on a, you know, 3 or 4 block stretch. So he's in a good location. So hopefully he's doing well. I know he used to own a sports card shop, so I'll have to go in there and maybe talk to him a little bit more and see how he's doing with the Magic and seeing how the foot traffic is with that. But on that same note, get out and support your hobby store. Even though the price might be slightly higher, they do usually have single cards. And if you get in there and you talk to them, you might be able to get a deal, especially on some of the newer stuff. I don't know how it works, but if they've got pre-orders in and before the product becomes really hot and maybe they become aware of the contents and how hot it might be, you might be able to get in there and get a really good price on a pre-order and lock in a good price. I know I used to do that. I used to do pre-orders for no money down for really good customers. But if you were somebody that I hadn't seen very much, I would usually do it for about half or like $20, because I would just, you know, as a card store owner, it's nice when you have orders, because sometimes you want to make an order to your distributor. Most of them are like in the $300 to $500 minimum order. And a lot of boxes only cost $60, $70, especially people that are casual collectors. They're not looking to buy the $400 or $500 box every time or buy 4 or 5 boxes at a time. They're just looking for maybe one or two here or there for a gift for a son or for somebody that's they're buying a birthday gift for or something like that. So I used to encourage people to say, hey, if I don't got something you want, just let me know on my next order. I'll just throw it in there. And then all I got to do is know I got to make, you know, add $200 or $300 to that. And I've got a full order and I know I've already got a sale from somebody as well. So you go into your hobby store. Those are the kind of deals that can be done at a hobby store and not necessarily online. Although if you send out enough emails and maybe make enough contacts and purchases, you might be able to get that kind of treatment online, but I think it'd be much easier face to face. Although not everybody's, even I'm too lazy. I have a sports card podcast and I do like going to card stores. It is like 30 minutes away to get to there's a good one in Modesto, California. We did a box break last year, I think. It was like an Icons box. It wasn't a very good box, but I did get some good packs, some hobby packs from them. And they give me a discount. I got a bunch of supplies from them. It's called Cryer's Cards in Modesto, so unsolicited plug for them. I'll be visiting them in the next couple weeks. I want to go to Modesto. Been thinking about, they have a nice guitar place there. I've been thinking about buying an acoustic guitar just because it's one of those purchases. If you buy the right guitar, if you come upon hard times, like in a year, I'm knocking on wood at the moment. If I come across hard times, or if my work slows down and I don't have as much to do, or the clients aren't begging for websites and things like that, I will be able to sell that guitar for probably about what I paid for it. So if you buy it right and maybe you bargain with these, there's a place in Modesto where you can kind of bargain with them, and they often have old vintage acoustic guitars for a pretty good price, because I think they almost check eBay before they even put the price on it. Because I've gone in there and I've seen guitars sell in the $400 or $500 range that would definitely sell for that much if you put it online. So go there, maybe do that. I don't know. That's a huge purchase for me. And I don't even have that kind of money right now. So we'll see. It's contingent on me working, continuing to work for the next couple weeks or months. So we'll see what happens. But I do want to go to Modesto and also spend. I'll have to save some money and buy. I want to buy some cards as well from the hobby shop up there. And maybe look for some singles. See if they have any of these guys I'm looking for. I know basketball's not highly collected in this area, even though it's pretty popular. Basketball is pretty popular. We got, even though the Kings are moving south, we got plenty of NBA teams in California, and plenty of kids play it in high school, and there's plenty of prospects that come out of California, but it's just not as collected, it seems like, as football. The football fans are definitely a little more passionate. Hockey fans are very passionate, and baseball fans, as we all know, are passionate, and especially with the Giants winning, everybody loves baseball around here. So we'll see what happens. Probably different climate, and so I'm speaking mainly of Northern California, because in Southern California you have the multiple winning champion Los Angeles Lakers. So I'm excited to see the playoffs. In fact, I think the Laker game is coming on right about now, so I better go catch that, wrap this podcast up, and go catch the Laker game. But glad to be here. Thanks again to Tri-City Sports PL, basically making this podcast happen, because as you guys know, I'm way too lazy to do two podcasts on back-to-back days. But when I've got a great interview and got stuff for you guys to listen to, I'll put it up. And I'll send out some emails later today or tomorrow and line up my next interview guest. I'll leave it a mystery, but I think I've promoed the ones that I'm looking for on my previous podcast. But if you didn't catch that information, I'll leave it a mystery for you. But we'll see. I have some good interviews lined up, so we'll have those on the next couple podcasts. Then we might roll back into somewhat of a more normal format, or we might not. We'll see where things go. But that about wraps it up today. Back-to-back days. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Again, go to Card Corner Club Net after this as well. They have a nice podcast that they've just put up, so you want to check that out as well. That about wraps it up. Good luck with your collections, everybody. Enjoy this weather. Get out and get some exercise. Play some golf. Play some basketball. Throw the baseball around. Do what you need to do. That may be what I'll do after the Laker game today. But that about wraps it up. We are out of here.